Hello, and welcome. I am really excited to introduce you to my next guest, not only because he has a very cool name. His name's Eric, which of course I love being Erica. But Eric Woodby is also a podcast guy. He's got his own fabulous podcast and he loves to write. He's just a kind of, really probably a kindred spirit of some sort. So welcome, Eric. How are you today?
Oh my gosh, thank you for having me. I'm doing well. Yeah.
Where are you calling from? Where are you in the world?
I am currently back in Los Angeles where I lived for a long time, but the last 4 years I've been nomadic, spending most of it between Sweden and the UK, but I'm here until November.
Oh my goodness, I saw the list of places on your profile that you visited. It's fascinating.
Yeah.
So you were living kind of a, how many years did you nomad? Like 3 or 4 years?
It's been a little over 4 years. It was going to be 2 years, but actually podcasting kind of helped extend the time, and I'm still on this train, so see where it goes.
That's fascinating. Tell me a little bit about that. Like, what are some of the things you've observed seeing people in so many different countries? And you can name drop some of the countries because it's pretty interesting.
Since I mean I've been traveling internationally just as a casually since probably 2008. I did go years ago out of the UK to England from the US when I was in high school, but as a full adult it started in 2008 to Spain. But in the last 4 years I've been mostly in Sweden and then back to the UK, and most recently I spent these last 3 months the summer our summer their winter in Cape Town, South Africa.
What was that like?
You know, it was the city itself looks like any other city. It was more that I was, having my second winter of the year.
Oh my goodness, right? You're like, wait, I have to tell you something funny. When I got married, it was my husband wanted to go skiing on our anniversary, and I didn't want to wait 6 months, right? So I called my travel agent and I said, this is when everybody had a travel agent, and I said, hey, where can you put me in July where we can ski? And we ended up going to Methven in Australia and New Zealand.
Okay.
It was really fun, actually. It was really fun.
No, I definitely recommend visiting Cape Town. It's a beautiful city. It's by the water, and the city itself just feels like any other international city, but it's when you get outside of it and you see the beach communities and the surfing. And then I took a day tour to Cape Point, which is the very tip of the continent. And that's when it really hit me, like, oh, I'm at the tip of the continent I've seen on the map my whole life. Wow.
Is there gold there? Why do I connect gold with that area?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Okay. I'll have to go research that. I actually, one of my clients likes studying where gold is, and I think she may have mentioned that area. So tell me a little bit about kind of your business and your graphics, and tell me what you like to do for, income.
Oh, all good questions. I spent many years full time as a graphic designer. I'm originally from Phoenix, Arizona, but I moved here to LA in my 20s, and I spent over 20 years as a graphic designer working for an investment banking firm. And, great life and everything, but because of my love of travel, it just reawakened this dream I kind of had when I was a teenager. I think when I first heard the word expatriate, and to me it sounded really exotic, and I looked it up and I was like, oh, that sounds like a great life. But life happens. And then when I started to travel internationally, like I said, as an adult, and then specifically in 2015 when I went to Scandinavia, Denmark and Sweden with a friend who was doing the Ironman triathlon in Copenhagen. And I told a coworker and actually a neighbor who's from Sweden that I was going to Denmark. And she was like, well, you have to go to Sweden. And I had no concept of Sweden. It was probably one of those Americans that confused it with Switzerland. But I booked the trip, and there's something about Stockholm in Sweden that I really connected with, and
Wow,
just felt
I can
started.
feel it when you say it. Like, it's like there's a home there for you. Like, it's actually like there's a, it's very interesting how you, I went, 'cause like when you said it, I just kind of felt a vibe of like belongingness.
Yeah, and it's a weird thing to be fully conscious of when you've never been there, and it's like, this is odd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very awesome.
But the podcast, our Black Gay Diaspora podcast, actually started 2.5 years ago when
Well,
I
you know,
was in
Eric,
Sweden at that
you
time.
blew, slow down. You blew past that title way too fast. Say it nice and
I
slow
did.
so we
Yes,
can
I did.
really grok it, because my audience is very cool about interesting lifestyles, and I'm sure many of my audience has very different, lots of different and unusual lifestyles. And why don't you it slower and explain it a little deeper?
Thank you for that. I'm so used to saying it. It's Our Black Gay Diaspora Podcast, and it started when I was in Sweden at that time, back in February of 2021. And I've always said to people, specifically Americans, that for me as a Black American in my international travels, I've seen Black people wherever I've gone, in Germany, in a lot, in most of Europe. But I wanted to find out more about the Black LGBTQ plus populations in these countries. And so I started, and it just grew from there. And I've interviewed people from Sweden, professionals in Sweden, in the UK, in Germany.
Don't they have
And
some laws in Africa where if you're gay, they kill you?
I know in Uganda and a few other places. I don't know all of the
Oh
countries.
yeah, Uganda and there's one other place that starts with a G, I think.
Yeah, but I'd say
Yeah.
despite that, similar to here in the US, when we were challenged legally with being discriminated against, there are still thriving communities there, and activists who are doing their part. Actually, somebody reached out to me from Kenya and has given me some contacts to reach out to interview, to shine a spotlight
Nice.
on the fact that there is hope even in
Nice.
these countries where there's a
Nice.
lot of hostility.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, I feel like a consciousness evolution, you know? So that's really cool. So then you have your podcast, and
Yes.
then let's peek a little bit into Eric's future, since we've sort of done in the past. We'll make it like a tarot reading through the past.
I'm listening.
We got to the present, and now we're going to like peek into the future. So what are some of the countries and places that you see yourself going in the next few years?
Oh, that's a really good question. I mean, I'd still like to visit Italy. When I was in South Africa, quite a few people said that Botswana is a great country to visit. It's one of the few countries on the continent that wasn't affected as much with colonization, so they're yeah, it's just a bit better there. I would definitely say visit South Africa, Cape Town, and Johannesburg. They're very modern cities, and there's a lot to see as far as art and culture, with them having a mix of the Dutch background, the English, and then of course the native South Africans who were there.
What if, how did that make you see different, like for New York City or someplace like that?
I still would say, out of all those, I'd rather New York, even though it's intense.
I
I
love New
do.
York.
Yeah,
I
I
really
love
love
that
New York.
energy.
I don't, it's,
Yeah.
you, me too. It's and LA energy is really different. I worked in Santa
Yeah.
Barbara for a while. I wrote for the Santa Barbara paper, and it was really different. The LA culture, it was so like everybody's in their car, right? Like it's all, it's very dispersed or something. New York, everybody gets on the subway, like everybody's everywhere. It's
Yeah.
so different. Yeah, it's really
Yeah.
cool.
Yeah, and
Do you
this I'm
take the
only here for
train?
a short time in LA, so this is the first time I'm really doing public transportation, because of being in cities like New York, Stockholm, London, a lot of global cities that have great public transportation. But I will say LA still has a lot to learn.
LA just doesn't get it. It just does not get it. However, what was I also going to ask you? I love your perspective. Do you see yourself writing books from all this? Because you're kind of living the dream.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yeah, and I definitely I'm working on either on video and definitely in writing on sharing about my experiences, all of it, because it was unexpected, which is a reminder to me that for me to always be open to possibly going down this road instead of going down the road that I was expecting to go down.
Life brings us such interesting opportunities. I'm so grateful that you took your time and you connected with me here on this virtual space of a podcast. I really wish you the best with your Black Gay Diaspora podcast. Did I get that right?
Yes, our Black
Yep.
Gay
Our
Diaspora
Gay
podcast.
Diaspora podcast. What does diaspora mean?
I think it's a Spanish word, but it means like I think it means disbursement, but it's used with the African diaspora, globally how people from the continent. I think also, I don't know how much, but I think it's also used with the Jewish population and how that dispersed globally. But yeah.
I'm Italian and Irish and German. I speak French, English, Spanish, and I studied Japanese for a year and Chinese for 3 years, but I don't speak them. And if
Well, you speak a
I could
lot.
just like learn languages, like pues yo puedo. If I'm anywhere, I can like usually. What I found in Europe was everybody was taught French, you know. And then once you got towards Spain, of course you could speak Spanish. And I just think it's so fun to learn. I also like Americans typically aren't recognized as respecting all the different cultures. You know, they get kind of a bad name when you're in Europe. And I loved being like sort of, you know, the one that could understand all these different people, you know.
Yo hablo español, no perfecto, pero okay.
Right? But you know what's so wonderful when you're in the Latin countries is if you just try, people are so nice and
Yes.
they'll and every and everybody will go Spanglish with you.
Yes.
You can like say five or six things, they're so excited that you can speak a little. Then they start going wild and you're like, okay, muy despacio, por favorcito.
Right.
Just speak a little slower, baby. But Eric, I am so grateful you came. I'd like you to just tell my audience how they can find you and follow you around and reach you and find out more.
Okay. As far as the podcast, you can find it on streaming platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and also Acast.com, which is its hosting platform. And then as far as social media with the podcast on Instagram, it's Our Black Gay Diaspora. On Twitter, it's BLK Gay Diaspora. And then my own personal Instagram is Curious Introvert Expat. And then you can find me on Twitter at Curious Expat 898.
Nice. Thank you so much. Thanks for coming.
Thank you so much for having me.